Republican Congressman Reed Ribble of Appleton says direct farm payments will likely be scaled back, if not dropped altogether, in the next farm bill. Ribble says cutting direct payments could possibly save the United States $23 to $33 billion over the next 10 years after the bill's passage. There are also expected to be cuts in the funding of conservation programs. Some farmers say that can mean fewer incentives to be good stewards of the land. Ribble says many programs are going to feel the budgetary strain.
The reality is the Congress is recognizing that the country's $15 trillion in debt, that we have to begin to put some restraints on how the government is growing.
Ribble is among lawmakers who questioned whether the farm bill will pass in 2012, and that is causing concerns that some of the current farm bill programs will expire in September. Ribble says he's more optimistic now there will be a 2012 farm bill than 3 months ago, although it may not kick in until next year.
I'm a little more optimistic now because the Senate has moved first. Typically, as a House member, we've been waiting for the Senate to do things. In this case, they've moved first, and so I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to get our work done on the House side.
Ribble says farm bill hearings have just started for the House Agriculture Committee and will likely continue until the end of May. He hopes to see the House version for a farm bill up for a vote in July. Congress is back in session next week. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.